Okay, we are. We are in Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We are in Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph.
My wife's not even up. she's up now, but don't worry,
we're in Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. My suggestion to people is that today's Gemara, not at the beginning, but in the middle, we might need a Chumash. For people that might need a chumash, maybe aren't called Thanksgiving. You don't need a chumash. It could very well be. I have no idea, but I need a chumash because I don't have aren't called by me. So I need a chumash. I mean, the side has the psukim might be enough, but I think you might need a chumash again. Not right away, but Dr. Gemara, we're going to start again. We're looking for the Tana who holds of doesn't hold of sacher. We're going to start again. Eloman Tana, which is about 12 lines from the end of the narrow lines. The last word of the line is Tana, Eloman Tana, on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Eloman Tana, the Yolam Sacher Sacher, Hai Tana Hu. Who is the Tana that doesn't learn Sacher Sacher? It's the following Tana, the Tanya we learned. It says the Pasuk, V'shava Mishpachtai. So yesterday, I explained, of the two Tanoim that we had. In the beginning we said, who doesn't hold, there is a Tana that doesn't hold Sacher Sacher. We looked for him, we thought we found him in that Machloikus, and we ended up saying we didn't find him. Now we're looking elsewhere to see whether we can find him. Okay, so in the Pasuk in Parshas Bahar, it talks about somebody going up, B'yayvul, this is in Parshas Bahar, this is not even where you need your Chumash, but it helps. This is not even what I meant, that's what I'm trying to say. In Parshas Bahar, in Kapitul Chav Hei, Pasuk Yud, it talks about Yoivul, and it says, V'shavtem isha l'chuzasai, v'isha mishpachta teshuvu. So in Parshas Bahar, in the beginning, it says that Yoivul gets everybody back to their family. It doesn't say everybody. It says, you get the man, Parshas V'yikro Chav Hei Yud, V'shavtem isha l'chuzasai, v'isha mishpachta teshuvu. Later on in the same parsha, the pasuk talks about the person who sells himself. Says v'yatze me'imach hu barav idvei. He leaves him. This is in pasuk mem aleph. V'shavu mishpachtoi, and he goes back to his family. So there's two times that the Torah tells me about a guy going back to his family. One by Yoivul, and both by Yoivul. Because in Lamed Tes it says, "Atznas hayoyvul v'yotzim imachu v'arav imoy v'shavu mishpachtai." So that's written in Pasuk Mem Aleph, and it's also had been written in Pasuk Yud. So twice in the parsha, the Torah talks about people going home to their family. Let's start the parsha. The Tanya we learned, it says in the Pasuk v'shavu mishpachtai. Amar Ablazim Yaakov. So Ablazim Yaakov said, "Me'akasim medaber." Who is the Torah saying goes home at Yoivul? Ibn Meicher Atzmai, is it talking about Pashup Shat in the Pasuk? In B'daf Pasuk Mem Aleph, it's talking about a few psukim before that. A person's poor, sells himself, right? He sells himself. And the Pasuk is saying he goes home to his family. Har Kvar Amar. Right before that it says, V'yatza Mimach. He goes out. Well, if he goes out, where do you think he's going? He's going home. Pasuk has to tell him where to go? V'yatza Mimach. Hu Vanavimai. Says he goes out. So we don't need v'shavu mishpachtai. Not our business where he goes. What is v'shavu mishpachtai? V'yotzim imach, hu v'arav imach. He goes free. So we know that Yoivul made him free. I don't need v'shavu mishpachtai to say that he goes free. We just said it. E b'machru bezen. I'm sorry, where am I? I'm sorry. E b'nirtza, if you're going to tell me it's nirtza, that's talking about a evidence that's bored, ha'kvar amar. That's impossible good. It was talking about we at least assume that that's what it's talking about, that Yoivul frees everybody, v'shavtem isha l'chuzasai, even a nirtza. So we have one pasuk for nirtza, and we already have a pasuk from Meicher Atzmai. It says v'yatza me'imach. So what's v'shavtem isha l'chuzasai mishpachtai? Zok to Gemara, mazbi'er ha'ein ha'chaz medaber mechru bezen shtayim m'shal l'shanem b'znei Yoivul. Bezen sold him two or three years before Yoivul. Bezen sells for 6 years. The Yoivul takes him out as well. So now we have three psukim. One pasuk to tell me that a nirtza goes out in Yoivul. One pasuk to tell me that a meicher atzmai goes out in Yoivul. And the third pasuk is to tell me mechru bezen goes out by Yoivul. That's what the Brisa says. So I have three psukim about going out in Yovel. It covers all kinds of Eved Ivris. Nirtza, by Charatzmai, Bachru Besen.
What's
Nirtza? Nirtza bored. He's bored. He stays longer. Fact the Gemara. If we learn out Sacher Sacher, why do I need a pasuk from Bachru Besen? I have a Sacher Sacher that compares by Charatzmai, Bachru Besen. Whatever happens to my Charatzmai happens to Bachru Besen. So I don't need a third pasuk. Nail of Sacher Sacher. Must be that Tana doesn't hold a Sacher Sacher. The very fact that the Brisa had to find the pasuk that's talking about Bachru Besen, why couldn't the Brisa say, you know how we know Bachru Besen goes up a Yevu? Sacher Sacher. We have a Brisa that compared selling to a Machar Atzmai to Machar Bezen. We had that on Amid Beis. So we have the Teres Shavah. We don't need the third Pasek. The Brisa doesn't need the third Pasek. Must be the Brisa doesn't hold of Sacher Sacher.
Before the Sacher Sacher was, what was it?
Machar Atzmai to Machar Bezen.
I understand, but I was talking about
going out and say, being kind of a kesef.
Right.
Well, the big ritual. Once you have a gzeir shav, it's a highway.
No, but it was the same. This is the same gzeir shav we're talking about.
Sacher sacher.
Originally, we said sacher sacher was talking about.
Yeah, sacher sacher is talking about different avodim.
Right.
It is not talking about how you buy them.
I know. Right.
And we use it for everything. It's a gzeir shav, a highway.
No, that's what I'm saying is whether it's the same psukim that.
I have no, Rabbi Cohn, I respect you greatly. I have no idea what you're asking me.
The sucker sucker that we had originally.
It's the same sucker sucker.
The exact same sucker sucker.
What's wrong? It's the one is by Michael Ratzmai, one is by Makru Besen. Once you have a Xeri Shava, that the Torah compares Michael Ratzmai to Makru Besen, it's for all halachas. Unless we had a Miat.
Right.
There's no meat here. And for the Gemara Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Loilam Yochas Sacher Sacher. Well, we do learn that Sacher Sacher. For Yitzchak, I still need the third pasuk because Sakadai Tachamina Meicher Atzma Hudul Yavani Surah. When does a guy go out in Yevu? When he didn't do an Isser. He didn't bestow. He never did anything wrong. He sells himself because Nebuch, he is suffering from poverty or he has mental issues. Avo Makru Bezen. The Avodah Surah, but a guy that stole, a Manikna say, maybe we should punish him that he doesn't go out in Yovel. Kamash Malan, I have a third pasuk. So here the Gemara just did something that I would use the word dangerous. Because we usually say when you have a Gzei Rishava, you don't use logic. And here comes the pasuk and says, the Gemara says, well, I have a Gzei Rishava, but it wouldn't apply because there's a difference in logic. How do you have that? How do you have logic come and talk about it? Talk about Xavier Shava. So there's an Atmos Yosef, he's an earlier Achron. He says that you see from this Gemara that something that's so logical can take something out of Xavier Shava. Can say, don't use the Xavier Shava. It's so not logical that you're allowed to use that to say you don't learn nothing from Xavier Shava.
Yeah, but
that's how the Atmos Yosef learns. The Chazainish wants to say, and I find that an easier one to explain, that we want to sell this Eved Ivri. He stole. If he's only going to be for 2 or 3 years, you're probably not going to recoup the, again, it's all theoretical because you don't know how much he stole. You're probably not going to recoup the whole amount because it's a much smaller price. So maybe since the tyrant wants to pay back the victim of the Gneva, maybe it's logical to say, sell them for as long as you can, which is 6 years, because you want to get the money back. That's what Chazanish says. He's assuming that it's a larger amount of Gneva, because if it were a smaller amount, the bride probably would get the money together, it wouldn't have to be sold. Here, you're telling this guy that he's going to be sold, and he's going to go out 2 years later, his purchase price will drop drastically. So maybe, because we want to get the Nignav paid, it's like the terrorists saying Beferus don't use the Xeris Shava. That's how the Chazanish understands it. It's as if there's Xeris HaKosov don't use the Xeris. Like there's a Miyat.
Like Kuka.
It's like there's a Miyat.
Over here, we had three psukim, or three different avodim.
Again, the question was, why do we need three psukim? Two suffice because we have a gzera shava. That was the kasha. Why do I need the third? Have two with a gzera shava. The answer is, the gzera shava wouldn't work for this. We need the third because the gzera shava wouldn't cover this. Why? Because there's a logical difference. The problem is, when you have gzera shava, you don't engage in logic. So the Atzmus Yosef says, you don't engage in most logic, but when it's an overriding logic, then it does determine whether we use, remember, we're using the Gzeres Shavah for other things, whether we use it for this as well. And the Chazon Ish says, it's a miyut. Because the Torah wants to sell him to get the money, it's like the Torah saying, don't let Yovel intervene. So I need a pasuk to tell me, no, Yovel does intervene.
You also say logic that you deter the person. If he knows he can go out in 6 months, a year.
Again, once you're using logic, you run into the problem of the how do you use the object in a kavod and examine each other. So, if you want to answer like that, Mr. Yosef, we use logic, use any logic you want. The Chazon Ish is trying to say we don't use logic. It's not logic here. It's that the Torah excluded him. How did the Torah exclude him? There's no word of exclusion. The circumstance is an exclusion because we want to pay the guy back.
Exclusion, not logic. Exclusion, you don't want.
No, because there's no mention in the Torah that that's our interest. The Torah's mention is that we want to pay the guy back. That's why we're selling him. Again, if you learn like the Atzmus Yosef, it's a different story. Yes, doctor.
I assume the answer is no.
Well,
the Torah a lot of times you see Xerusha.
There's three levels Gzeira Shava. There's Gzeira Shava that doesn't have empty psukim.
That's
questionable. You can do it with logic. You can knock it down. There's a Gzeira Shava that's open on one side. It's called Mufna Mitzarecha. That Gzeira Shava is a Machloikas Tanoim, whether it has the strength of a Gzeira Shava that's not questionable or not. Then there's a Gzeira Shava that's open on both sides. And a Gzeira Shava that's open on both sides cannot be questioned logically.
That's what I didn't think of. Applying that, it's not the same. Yeah, but that's very good. It does indicate a sort of typology of their shava. So the question is that if there is their shava, which is not free or not free, but the question is there's their shava that is very logically applicable. Does that mean, or does anyone say that that could knock down its realm?
I didn't tell anybody. It's only because it's free psukim. We go with the rules of Xerah Shava.
We give him a shifa, he must have babies. What was the case with the type of evidence that was?
The Torah wrote it by Makru Bezen. And it was Makloikas Tanoim, whether it applies to Makar Atzma.
Here,
again, that's because.
The Sura, who is that?
The person, the Eved, was sold. The guy who sold himself was not being sold of an Avera he did. He sold himself because whatever his reasons were, but it wasn't because he did an Avera.
No, this is a type of person never even had before. Just selling himself, he has no money.
Well, we said that's a Mocher Atzmo.
Mocher Atzmo is also, he needs money to pay a...
No. Mocher Atzmo is a guy who has a fine. He's poor. He can't get a job. He decides, listen, I'm stuck. Either I'm going to have to go beg every day, or I'll get myself a job by selling myself as an Eved Ivri. That's my thing. I'll get an Eved Ivri, sell myself. The guy will give me some money. It'll go to my bank account. It'll take care of my family for 6 years. And at the end of 6 years, I'll have a resume.
Mocher Atzmo, he's just doing it because he needs the money.
Yes.
Can he have...
It's Machloikas Tanoim.
Okay, so you can get a Shifra
Kananis. That's because... He didn't get, again, you know, he also missed Shachris. I mean, he did other Yisurim. I'm saying, did he do it?
Maybe he didn't do it in any Yisurim.
Again.
He's not a good salesman.
What I'm trying to say is, when we talk about Avodah Zarah, we're talking about the cause of his getting sold was because of an Isser.
Stealing.
The Meicher Atzma did not steal.
But he did, you know what? He did nothing wrong.
Again, that's why it says, Oy Avodah Zarah.
He had bad luck.
Again, no luck. We don't believe in luck. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made him poor. Okay. Loy Avodah Zarah.
Can he have a Shem
Kanani? It's a Machlokes.
Have you learned of it? He could have Shem Kanani?
Yes.
Why should he be punished for it?
That's okay. It's a good Musa Shmuz. Yesterday we talked about Musa Shmuz. Now we have to talk about a new Musa Shmuz. According to the Ma'adam, and it says, Meicher Atzma, my Rabbi Meisel, Hashem Kananis, why are we doing this to this poor guy? According to that Tana, you have to make a new Moshe Shmuz. A person who sells himself as an avid, regardless of the circumstances, is Eivrik Yavadai Haim, Veloy Avadim Avadim. He should not be selling himself an avid.
You mean to tell me it's better to go to the Gemach than to say, you know what, I don't want to go to the Gemach, I'll make the money a different way?
Maybe. Yes.
Yes. This guy went to Eretz Yisrael, and see how much chakma he brought?
So the person, the evidence of Mitzvah, he's the one that's claimed that he wants to stay by his mess. But prior to that, I don't get the feeling that he's over Evid.
Again, I didn't see that in the Gemara. All I said was that the Torah was about him. He wants a smart, I made one up. The lashon that I used is used by the Nirta. That is true. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara.
I want to ask a question. When Basie sells him, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to go back to, he's going to be bought by the guy who...
No, it's bought by anybody.
Right, so he gets to keep the money?
No! When Basie sells him, they use the money to pay back the victim.
If he goes for an exorbitant amount of money, more than...
So that, again, I said we'll leave that. We're not learning Kedushin in 4 minutes. Then tomorrow we'll discuss how can you set the price, what if the price is more, what if the price is less. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. We didn't get there yet.
Easy to trump.
Always. It's always easy. But that's why the Gemara takes its time. You know what I mean? You got to work it through. Talk to Gemara about Rashi. We didn't do Rashi. Dr. Achi, the Shavu Mishpachtai. The Meicher Atzma Ksiv, Loi Moshe Yetzi B'Yayvu. He goes at Yayvu. Ima Meicher Atzma L'Lamet Shemogu Pogu Yayvu B'Tech Shesh. In the middle, all the way up. Ima Meicher Atzma L'Lamet to teach me. Shem Pogu B'Yayvu B'Tech Shesh Yayvu Metziyay. That if Yayvu comes in the middle of the 6 years, it takes him out. Hari Kvar Amar. Right before it, it says, he works till Yaivu and then for Yatsam Imach goes out. The Gemara want to know, where is that pasuk for Nirtza? I cheated. I told you the answer. It's in pasuk Yud. But at this point, the Gemara never spoke it out. The Loi Avodah Zarah, the Loi Ganav Klum. Ava Machru Bezin, Bignevasai, Neymai, we should say, Niknasei Lava Nachesh, which would make him work the 6 years, even through the Eivul. Period. Back to Gemara. Amar Mar. So we answered again, that could be this Tana does learn Sakhar Sakhar. But it's a different reason that he needs a Pasuk, because of this logic, Mia, whatever way you want to learn this Gemara. Now, because we brought the Brisa, we digress. And we're getting involved in the Brisa. We'll come back to Sakhar Sakhar. Amar Mar. Ibn Irta, the Brisa said, if it's talking about a bored Evan, Harikvar Amar. Mahi, where is the Pasik for Nirtza? The Brisa assumes that you know the Pasik by Nirtza. Right? Mar is too. Mar said, Ibn Maikaratzma, Harikvar Amar. Ibn Irta, Kvar Amar. Where? Maikaratzma, we see because in the Pasik right before it says, you go out in Yaivu. But where do we see by Nirtza? Zok to Gemara, the Tanya. B'shavtem ishal achuzasai. This is pasig yud. B'shavtem ishal achuzasai is in pasig yud. B'ishal mishpachta teshuvu. Pasuk Yud. Chafei Yud. Yeah, it's all Chafei. The man cost of a dab. Even Meicher Atzmai, Hakvarach. A bride is starting the other way. If it's Meicher Atzmai, we already took care of it in Pasuk. Pasuk Mem says, Achnasa Yoivu Yavadimach. He goes out Yoivu. Even Mechru Bezen, Harakvar Amor. And that is the Shav El Mishmachta in Pasuk Mem Aleph. He got bored 2 or 3 years before Yaibu. So now we have 3 psukim. One for Nirza, one for Meicher Atzmai, one for Mechru Bezen. Zok to Gemara, my mashma. How do I know that that pasuk is talking about Nirza v'shavta mishalach uzasai? There was no mention of Nirza in that parsha. How do you know that that's the pasuk about Nirza? Right. You know Meicher Atzmai. You know Mechru. How do you know this is Nirza? Maybe this is the Mechru Bezen. How do you know? All it says is v'shavtem ishalach uzasai. So the Gemara Mechru ish could have said v'shavtem alach uzasai. Ve'al mishpachter teshuvu. What's ish? Eidze davar shenayeg v'ish ve'nayeg v'isha. Which kind of servitude is nayeg by an ish, not nayeg by isha? A man can be an Eved Ivri, a woman can be an Amavriya. A woman can never be a Nirza. Now, a woman can also never be a Mechru Bezen. That's true. A woman can't be a Mechru Bezen either. So that's Tysus asks. So Tysus says, but a woman gets sold by somebody else, by her father. So the concept of a being sold by somebody else does exist by a woman. You don't have Bezen, but you have her being sold by others. So it's not as clear. Nirza, period, never exists by a woman. Being sold by another party, granted not Bezen, does exist by a woman. Therefore, we'd rather say that Ish is talking about something that's totally shayach to Ish, which is Nirza. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, even Mechru Bezen Akvar Amor, sorry, before that. Shavta Mishal Chazasim B'Parshish Yayvu Ksiv. HaKvar Amor K'Amor L'Hav Atchnasa Yayvu Yav Minach. We had it before. Even Mechru Bezen HaKvar Amor B'Shavu Mishpat of the Gimel Liel that we said before. Yes.
I'm surprised that says that. I mean, a woman is never sold by a child. Female child is sold by
not by Bezen, by father.
Woman
is never sold, period.
You're absolutely correct. I meant, I should have said that a female child can be sold.
So?
But a woman cannot.
That's right. I said woman, so, I meant a female child.
But a woman is really a completely different area, different walk of,
again, I'm not arguing with you. When the Torah says Isha, it meant female child. When the Gemara said Isha here, it meant female child. End of story. Something my right. V'itzrich l'michtav Mechru Bezen, v'itzrich l'michtav Nirza. Why did the Torah have to say that both a Nirza and a Mechru Bezen go out by Yaivu? Why can't one teach us the other? Logically. Dr. Gemara, d'yashmina Mechru Bezen, v'shmimata zimnei. I would say if Mechru Bezen goes out, I would think Mechru Bezen goes out by Yaivu, because he never extended his servitude. He never got to 6 years yet. Avol nirtza debata zimna, and he wants to stay? Amen to stay. Maybe he shouldn't go out in Yaivu. Maybe Yaivu takes out people who are there against their will. Against their will or poverty. But this nirtza is staying on. Maybe the Torah doesn't let him out in Yaivu. V'yashmina nirtza m'shundrava le'shesh. The other way I would say, Nirtza's at least past 6 years, so Yoivu takes him out. He didn't even put in 6 years. That's why the Torah said it in both cases. Rashi? What? No. Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Gemara brings a Braisa, and it could be in Kedusha later on too, but I remember from Banayich, that the owner has to beat him up and say, chase him out of the house. Get him out of here. No, you can't stay.
He just comes up again, though.
That's it. He has to find somebody that's willing to buy him.
Yeah.
No, he could sell himself to the same guy. New start, new beginning. The guy has to be willing to buy him.
Why not?
Again, that's up to, some people don't want to have him around. By the way, he can't. He has to get rid of his ship. He can't stay with the ship Kikananis until that resale happens. He's a free man. Now we start from zero. Yes. That's also coming up. Yes. If he doesn't want him, that can't be an answer. He can't stay. Tomorrow, later on. There's all kinds of conditions. You know, this is not so simple. Rashi. Again, I think that we have to take into account that a Nirtza is really degrading himself. Really degrading himself. Comes into Bezen, and he says to Bezen, I like my Shifcha Knanis. Ahavtias Ishti. I love my Shifcha Knanis. I have a Jewish wife, but I really love this one. That's the beginning. They say love is blind. Well, this guy is blinded by love. There's no way in the world. Why would he stay? Ishti, if he doesn't love his wife, he doesn't stay. I don't want to leave.
People had multiple wives at that time, though.
100%. Yeah, it's still degrading. It's still, she's a Sifcha Knanis. He's not really married to her. His kids aren't his kids. They don't take Kaddish for him.
Have kids with her, and he'd rather just stay there for the.
So we'll talk about that later in the Gemara.
You know, Rebbe was saying, well, you can't do all in 1 second.
Right.
Stay for someone just we just bought. Learning Hilchos Shabbos in 3 minutes. You can learn Hilchos Shabbos
no!
in 3 minutes a day.
3 minutes a day? Not,
right.
Okay. I thought I had that safer. It's a very good safer, but that's not the point. Happens to be a very good safer.
I know that's the point, but I still said it.
If you came to my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha a few years ago, I recommended that people buy that safer.
It's huge.
Not so huge.
Who's Rav Browdy? You know him?
No, I don't know him, but he did a good job. I even recommended him. I don't know if you were there, but my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha.
Does the master over anything when he agrees to the Evan there? So
what?
Is the master
over no.
Why is he?
Why is he? Guy wants to stay. I am a good worker. Why not? It's just something we'll talk about when the Gemara gets there. It's not going to get enough. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Lemata Zimne, Lemalu Sheshia Mevlotzes. Likna say, Asha Amar Leyetze, for Amar Al Kiavad I Haim. You're a Shem servant. But who kind of the Matzvah Lechina? But he's working for nothing. He doesn't get paid after Nirza. So the Amar Leyetze kind of Lechain. Bain Rabbi Mabsa Bishaluchai. His master doesn't lose. He got his 6 years. You're making the master lose. He wants an Evan for 6 years. Kamash Malon, the Torah says he goes out.
What about his family? Does that
feed
the family?
Who?
The Evan doesn't feed the family of
Anirza? I think he does. That's not lost. The guy's working. Don't think about it.
How about if he likes his wife who hasn't been
safe to
have children yet?
Again, you asked me this question 3 minutes ago, and I think you did, and well, I said we'll wait for the Gemara.
I was talking about he doesn't really like his shifkanas, but he likes his job.
Oh, and then he can't say. But that's the Gemara later on we'll talk about. Talk to Gemara about. The Itzchuk Lemichtav Ishavtem, the Itzchuk Lemichtav Le'aylam. Now, it says by Nirtza, L'oilom behem tavoidu. I'm sorry, it does not say by Nirtza, L'oilom tavoidu. It says, V'avodor le'oilom. It says in Parashas Mishpatim that after he becomes a Nirtza, V'avodor le'oilom. Rashi says, L'oilom toyayvu. In Parashas Re'ei, where the Torah talks again about an Eved Ivri who sold by Bezen, it says, V'haya l'cha evet aylam. It says aylam. And here it says that Yoivul takes him out because it says v'shaftem isha l'chuzasay. So to Gemara, I need both sukim. I need v'shaftem and I need l'aylam. Why? V'itzich l'michta v'shaftem Vitzik Lamikta Lailam. Because Rahman Lailam, Haramina Lailam Mamish. Had the Torah not written Mishavatam, I would have said, you know what Avada Lailam means? Forever and ever. Lailam, forever. I wouldn't have said, Lailam means till Yaivul. Because Rahman Mishavatam, then he goes out Yaivul. Because Rahman Mishavatam, Haramina Hanimila Hechid Lavachesh. Maybe that's if he didn't work 6 years, right, after he became a Nirtza, then Yovel takes him out. Avahecha, the other change, I would think a Nirtza works another 6 years and then goes out. Let's say Yovel's in 24 years. He became a Nirtza, I would say, double his servitude time. Like, it shouldn't be worse than the beginning. To the combination of the Oilam and the Shavta Mishal Chuzasai says he works to the Oilam of Yaivu. Shavta Mishal Chuzasai defines the Oilam. That the Oilam means Yaivu. Rashi. So Rashi, the Oilam of under the Oilam. Who the Oilam is Yaivu? The Trema Haki like the Meimar. Can't say it's more. The Ksiv Krav of Shavta Mish. Bekim the Benirza. Hani Mili the Yaitz of Benirza be Yaivu loy kainam lechein. Hegim loy ovid shei shachar etziyah. He didn't work another 6 years. Shouldn't be more than the beginning. I once heard from Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky. I heard it live. By the 50th thing of Ner Yisrael, Ner Yisrael was 50 years old back in 1983. Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky said, why is the Olam Yovel? Why is it called the Olam? Rabbi Yankov said, Yemei Shinasein, I don't want to mimic his words, Yemei Shinasein Behem Shivim Shana. Pasuk says, person lives for 70. And when does a person become a Barayin Shim and Hashemayim? At 20. Means every person has a 50-year span. That's the Olam, that's his Develt. That's his world, a 50-year world. That's the Olam, that's his Zayin Olam. That's what he said. That was his words. I'm beautiful. I loved the pshat then. I still love it today. That's why the Olam is Yovel. A person becomes a Barayin at 20. He makes an estate of Bamshiv Mshana. Yet the men shat an Olam. That's his Ein Olam. Yes.
So if someone BTs or converts at age 50, does that mean they've gotten to 100?
Mitch is up to 120. And I'm just telling you what he said. By the way, when he said it, he was 83 years. No, he was 93 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was nifter that 2 years later. He was. Rabbi Yankov said this in 1983. So in 1983, he was born in 1891. So he was 92, 93. That's when he said the word. So it wasn't like he was 65. But the might say, I just say this quickly. If you knew Rabbi Yankov, fit his personality. He, when the Rebbetzin Rudiman was nifter in the mid-70s, and Roshiva was very distraught. So at the Shloshim, Rabbi Yankov was masbed. And he said, over 70 is not a tragedy. At the Torah Zok, Yemeshin, the Seinu Behem Shivim Shana, means over, again, when the Rebbetzin was nifter in 1981, so he was 90 at that time. Yemeshin, the Seinu Behem Shivim Shana, it's Shivim Shana. After 70, Kanchi Darkish Aloylam doesn't develop. You can't say it's a tragedy. It's not a tragedy. Kanchi Darkish, Roshiva Davrashtain, he told him that it's not a tragedy. He gave Musa to my Roshiva in public. He was the only one to dare give Musa to my Roshiva, who was 10 years younger than him, but was not also like Roshiva. Roshiva Hankim said, Ibba Zibidik and Nishkin Kagaja. Tyra says, you may should have said Ibba Shivim Shana.
That means a girl also has
till
20 years old?
Every person has till 20 years old. For Barayim and Shemayim, every person has till 20. That was Rabbi Yankov's line. So again, same thing. Right. So the fact that he was 90 at the time did not affect him saying it. He was saying the Emes. This is the Emes. He was 90 at the time. Right. Not to get my right.
What?
I gave you a picture. Yeah. You should please keep it. Okay. So who is the Tana that does? We're back to the question. So who doesn't learn out Sacher Sacher? Sancti Gemara Rebbe. Now we're going to try a different Tana. Rebbe. The Tanya. Now, for this, we need a pasuk. Chumash. We have to turn to the parsha in Parshas Bahar, where a person sells himself to a guy. It says, and I'm going to read it quickly, at Shvi, pasuk Mem Zayin. It says, "V'nimka leger taishav imach le'ekim mishpachas ger." He sells himself to a guy. Starting pasuk Mem Zayin. Bahar, Kapitol, Chafei, Pasik, Memzayas. I'm just going to read it quickly. And not the whole thing, but part of it. V'chisatik yad ger taishav, umach chalika imai, his brother will get poor, v'nimka leger taishav imach, ger taishav, I'm not going to get involved in now. Ayla ekir mishpachas ger means a guy. He sells himself to a guy. I'm not going to get involved. Why words mean what they mean? We'll learn chumash a different time. Achre nimkar gula tiyaloi. After he sells himself, somebody else can redeem him. Echad mi echad yigalena, meaning somebody can come, one of his relatives can come and say to the guy, "I'm buying him back," and the guy can't say no. If he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's under our control. The guy has to be maskim to the Jewish law that a relative can buy the guy back. I die die can be his uncle. I ben die die yigalena. I mishir besarai mi mishpachti yigalena, or anybody else can redeem him. Any other family member. Or he gets money on his own and he can redeem himself. Skip pasuk nun, it's not negayasa, and skip pasuk nun aleph, that's talking about how much he pays to redeem himself, right? All the way to pasuk nun dalet. And if he doesn't get redeemed these ways, the yatsa b'shnas hayayvo, he goes hayayvo. So the pasuk gives an option by a guy, gets redeem him. Let a relative redeem him. That's Pashit, meaning the Pasuk. Or he gets his own money and redeems himself. Somebody lends him money, whatever it is. If that doesn't work, then what you go, Be'ela? The Yatsa Mishnah Sayyavu. Now, what is Be'ela doing? Then what you go, the Yatsa Mishnah Sayyavu. What is then what you go, Be'ela? What is Be'ela? Then what you go? Be'ela is an extra word. Zok Rebbe, im lo yigal be'ela. Rebbe Eimer, be'ela hu nigal vei nigal b'shesh. The guy who sells himself to a guy does not go out at 6 years. The Torah wrote be'ela to say, either gets redeemed or it's yivel. Im lo yigal be'ela, if this doesn't work, there is no other option but yivel. Again, I'm reading it, I'm not getting involved in anything else now. We're not going sideways. We're sticking to what Rebbe said. And the question is, logically, the Kavul Chomer would be that he does go out in six. Uma misha'ein nigo be'ela. A yid can't be redeemed by somebody else. Nobody, an uncle can't come to a master and say, "I'm taking my nephew." There's no pasuk that says it. Pasuk says it only by a guy. Nigo b'sheish. No, you can't now. No. Nigo b'sheish gets redeemed at six. Sesh and nigo b'ele and then she nigo b'sheish. He gets an extra one. He can be redeemed by relatives. Doesn't say that by nimkar liyisrael. So he has an extra one. For sure, he should have six. Talmud leimer b'ele nigo v'nigo b'sheish. Comes along the Torah and writes Be'ela, not by 6 years. That's Rebbe. Now, the Isak Kedaitak Yolov Sacher Sacher, if there's a Xavier Shav of Sacher Sacher, a Mai Kamer Mashi Rein Mishen and Nigo Be'ela. Why are you assuming that an Evan Ivri had sold to a Yit can't be Nigo Be'Kroivim? Why is that a fact? We have Sacher Sacher. Whatever applies to a guy, applies to sold to a Yit. It's a Sacher in all places, both places. Xavier Shav. And that would mean a yid could be redeemed by relatives. So why are you saying Mishay to Nigel Be'ela? Who said? Tara says, you don't have Sacher Sacher. Nailu Sacher Sacher. Period. The Ryan and Rebbe doesn't hold Sacher Sacher. Because the Rebbe listened to Rebbe's Kavah Chaymer. Rebbe made a Kavah Chaymer. Ma the Chanim Kerlamet and read to a yid. Who can't be redeemed by relatives. Goes out by six. Sold to a guy who can be redeemed by relatives should for sure go out by sex. Came along the pasuk Be'ela and said no. Now, that Kal V'Chaymer was based on a fact that it, a yid does, an avid imki that's sold to a yid does not get redeemed by relatives. Where did you get that fact from? Tyra says the Tyra never wrote it, but it says Sucker should tell me that he does get redeemed by relatives. So how can Rebbe assume that he doesn't? Must be Rebbe doesn't hold him Sucker. Yes.
We're trying to now
find a Tana that doesn't hold him Sucker.
Sucker was teaching me that Bezdin and Atzmo are the same.
Correct.
Now this is Rebbe's thing now. I don't hear anything about Bezdin and Atzmo.
Right. That's a very good point.
I didn't hear what Rebbe said.
That's a very good point. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rashi asked your kasha. It's amazing. You're Machabim to Rashi's kasha. Beautiful. So, Rashi, the more you go, and I don't mean it facetiously. People think they're Machabim to Kiveg, it's a big thing. If you're Machabim to Rashi, Rashi was bigger than Kiveg. Baila. Doesn't say it. They not call me even the Havdei, Elagulas Atzma. By Abed of Rio, where the Torah wrote, redeeming yourself, it's only a person themselves. Nelo sacher, gulus krivim le nimkal Yisrael, mi nimkar leiv kachavim. Now here comes Rashi. The benimkar leiv kachavim nami kisev kisacher shana b'shana yiyimai. Because by nimkar leiv kachavim it also has the word sacher. And if we have exavir shava sacher, we use it for all sachers. One by Nimkar Atzmai, Mechar Atzmai, one by Mechru Bezin, and one by selling himself to a guy. It says suckers all places. And that same Xavier Shava would apply. He's answering your question. What? And therefore, is a right, the Rebbe doesn't hold sucker. And for the Gemara, I'm not going by Yitzchak. Lailam, Yalim, sucker. Rebbe learns out sucker. Shiny Hacha, Damakra Yigalenu. It says, Echad me Echad Yigalenu in Pasik. In Pasik Mem Zion. No, Mem Ches. It says, Yigalenu. Why did it say Yigalenu? Echad Echad Yigal. Yigalenu, only he can be redeemed by relatives. And not a yet. Not in the Bechrasma. To me, the Torah wrote, only a person sold to a guy. So anybody, at this point, there is no Tana that doesn't dash in sucker. We tried 3 times, we got out of it, we have no proof. Can't hear you. Could have said, Yigo, what's Yigo Lanu, redeem him. What's the him? Says, one of his relatives can redeem him, because it said, one of his relatives can redeem. We know what we're talking about.
My what?
And Baicher to Yid cannot be redeemed. Only by himself, not by anybody else. He can buy himself back, but no relative can get involved. That's a different story. It means you're trusting the Avid Ivri. He can go and spend it in Walmart. He can go and buy himself a new car. He can do whatever he wants once you give him the money. Right. Again, I'll say something that's really not based on anything. But the guy is an Eved Ivri because he was poor. The guy's not going to trust him with $30,000 to buy himself back because there's a reason he ended up where he was. It's not, I know it's not Mukhuk, it could be for a million reasons. I just threw that in. Yes. Doctor, you have a question?
In terms of, to expand on what structure, I mean, there I've always thought of it.
It could be 3 things also.
So as far as being 3 things, suffer is not to every suffer.
Anything has to do with servitude.
The tradition limits, just as the tradition limited suffer, it also limited to these three. And
it limits it to any suffer that talks about servants. It has to be, it happens to be 3. If there would have been a 4th type of servant that it said sucker, he would have been included as well.
Because there are servants that are very common.
Again, it was handed down by Sinai, and it's to be used where the Torah made it to use. Here it was said to be used by Avdus.
So you're linking it to concept, right?
Correct. Well, it's also specific words.
Well,
it is Tucker.
But specific words is less than concept.
Right. Rashi. No Rashi.
Oh,
yeah, Rebbe uses Baila. I didn't use Baila. Rebbe did. Baila is to say that a guy who sells himself to a guy does not go out in 6 years. Can buy himself back and undo it 6 years. According to Rebbe, if a yid sells himself with a guy, they take a look, how many years is it to Yivel? And that's the sale price.
But he also has the Yeroin Kesef, right?
That's the same thing as Gula. I see Go Yada Viniga. The Pasuk says that. I failed to see what you're bothered with. Because of a different miyut of Yigalenu. So the bottom line is, there are two differences between selling to a yid and selling to a guy. Selling to a yid has sex but doesn't have relatives. Selling to a guy has relatives and doesn't have sex. That means when a guy goes in a market and he's bought by a guy, the purchase price is totally different than when he's bought by a yid. Because the yid that buys him knows he's going out in 6 years. The guy that buys him has him to Yivel. Unless somebody buys him back, he'll get his money back. But the purchase price is based on Yivel. There's 22 years to Yivel. He's going to be my servant for 22 years. I pay for $30,000 a year. 22 times 33 is $660,000. That's the purchase price. Now, if 10 years later a relative wants to redeem him, okay, so we'll prorate it. But he sells himself to a yid for $30,000 a year, he has 6 years. It's $180,000 purchase price. And no relative can get involved. He has his own money, fine. 6 years, Yivel. Yes.
When you get redeemed by a relative,
excellent question. Coming up. Stay tuned. Not today, but tomorrow. What happens when he gets redeemed by the relative? And we're going to learn out tomorrow that another person can also redeem him, a non-relative. What happens there? Same, different. It all has to do with the word Be'ela. Rebbe used Be'ela to exclude 6 years. We'll see other Tanoim use Be'ela differently. And they hold that every Avikani does go out 6 years. They hold that Be'ela is coming to tell me something else. That's coming up. The Be'er Shem tomorrow.